met a girl at the beach, it was underneath the blazing sun. Just like usual, I was looking for a little fun. I was sitting there chilling out and listening to the breaking waves. That's when the day really started to change. Rising out of the sea like Excalibur's sword, all the men they're staring and the women they scorn. A glorious vision, the seventh deadly sin, salted and lovely like songs from Jobin. I started to gather my 1,000 things. The sand's in my shoes and my skin's been burning. It's very different where I'm from, so it's hard to be like a true beach bum. I just get dizzy in the midday sun. She seems to dance around, she's born for this place. Always next to her, she keeps the same old battered book sometimes right over her face. Beautiful full moon party, she lives in the light of day. And is she reading a picture of Dorian Gray? She's a towering inferno of restless energy, but she's as patient as students of ornithology. She seems to wait for nothing but the close of the day. Then all of a sudden, just like I had prayed, I see her start to look my way. I'm a self-conscious and nervous as a first-time virgin drug smuggler. I'm doing my best to keep my eyes from constantly and obviously staring at her. I play with my phone, start texting a mate. I hope the cold back there sucks, cause I'm here, she's hot, and it's great. I take a little walk over to the bar down the beach. The other English guys are as burnt as me. I order a beer cause I'm feeling real thirsty. I know it should be water cause this will dehydrate me. To my surprise, as I am sitting here, she sits right down right next to me and orders a beer. She speaks just like a native girl, she's humming a song. I'm resisting every tempting moment where I'm thinking I can just sing right along. Singing along. And now I can't believe it, but she asked me where I'm from. Her accent is thick, I definitely wasn't wrong. I tell her I'm from London, and she seems impressed. We start joking about the cold, the wind, the rain, and the fog, while all I try to do is stop staring at her chest. She'd love to move away and pursue her career. She studied at the university overhead. She said she had some trouble getting hold of a visa. I said that I would marry who seemed to please her. It was all going well, so I ordered some shots. It went straight to my head, cause I was tired and hot. This girl, she had no problem with all of the tequila. I was just so shamelessly trying to feed her. I knew I was mangled when I tried to stand. I had double vision and the room span. She grabbed my arm to keep me steady, and she asked me in that cute voice, are you feeling horny? We were staggering up the four flights of stairs together. I began to imagine the ensuing pleasure. As we entered the room, she began to undress. She seductively asked me to turn around quickly to increase the suspense. Closing my eyes was like entering a vortex. Was I even going to manage to get through the sex? And so before it even all began, she battered me over the head with a bedside lamp. I woke the next morning and I was feeling like crap. All that was left was the shirt on my back. She must have spiked my drink, I could feel it in my throat. But on the side of the table she'd left me a note. Thanks for last night, I don't need a visa. Why would I move? Life is just easier. There's no moral in this tale, which I guess is a shame, 'cause the truth be told, I'd probably